DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Brad Young, Amy Mark Score is with you. Chris Ranji will be back tomorrow, allegedly. In the meantime, we have Brad Young of Hairstyle Fisher and Young. And Brad, you actually sent this story to me, how the Kansas City Chiefs are asking for an extension of the Kansas Stadium offer. Is that raising the possibility that the Chiefs actually might leave Missouri and switch to the Kansas side? Why are they asking for an extension?
Well, this is a complicated question here. Let me break it down from this perspective. Kansas offered up to 70% of as a tax rebate to the, both the Chiefs and the Royals to move to Kansas.
Yes.
70% of the construction costs for a new stadium. The Missouri only passed, they passed a law here earlier in the month stating that the Missouri, state of Missouri, would refund up to 50%. Mm-hmm. So there's a 20% difference there. Now, Missouri offered more upfront money for ongoing projects. I think it has an extra $50 million that they're kicking in, whereas I think under Kansas it's $28 million. But the Kansas was limited to, I believe, the end of June or the end of July. So the stadium, the ownership, is going back to Kansas to say, will you extend this offer? Now, there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, I got to lay out this idea that my head says we should not be giving billionaires free money and tax credits to build stadiums. You're a billionaire. You can build your own stadium.
The guy, I hate to bring this up because he is the guy whose name should not be named, but
yes,
I have to name it. Stan Kroenke built his own stadium.
Exactly, with his own money.
It was like $5, $6 billion.
And that's okay. During the whole Rams debacle, my favorite saying was is that Stan Kroenke is to lying as Wisconsin is to cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. But so I have a problem giving billionaires tax credits. We shouldn't be doing that. On the other hand, my heart tells me if we don't do something, they're going to leave. Mm-hmm. And I love having the Chiefs. I love having the Royals. There's a certain non-financial benefit that we get for having these teams in our state, and I don't want to see them leave. But now back to the actual question. Why would the Chiefs and the Royals be doing this? there's only two reasons. Either one, they actually want to move, and so they want that plan to be extended so they can move into Kansas, or they want to put pressure on the Missouri legislature to cough up more money. Those are the only two reasons. So both of those violate my head, which says now not only are we offering to give you hundreds of millions of dollars, now you're trying to squeeze us for even more money. That's what my head tells me.
Yeah, and I think we said this actually earlier. Like, I'm pro-billionaire, right? I have no problem with the principle of someone being a billionaire. Wealth is created.
Correct.
It's not a zero-sum contest.
No, it is not. It is a balloon that expands. It is not a pie that is fixed.
Right, and Jeff Bezos, I think he's a gross person, but there are gross people who make a lot of money and gross people who don't make a lot of money at all. But the idea of a billionaire, I think their philanthropic work can be great, so forth and so forth. Their ideas can create new jobs. All of that. However, what really bothers me, Brad, about these stadium discussions, and this happened in Oakland, it happened with Stan Kroenke in St. Louis, and now it's happening with the Chiefs and Royals. It's this idea, the way the owners, and they phrased it this way, like, well, if you don't appreciate us enough, if you won't give us the tax breaks and you don't appreciate us enough, we're going to move to a different city or a different state that loves us more than you do.
Yep.
Now, they're saying this to hardworking American families, hardworking parents and grandparents who have gone to games,
yes,
who have bought the jerseys, who have worn the swag, who have hosted parties, who have supported the team, not just monetarily, but emotionally. They have that buy-in. And you're, as a billionaire, telling this hardworking family, well, if you're not giving me even more of your money,
yes,
then I'm going to take my team to someone who loves me more. If you put this in terms of like a relationship, it's like a super abusive relationship.
Oh, it is abusive.
Like, if your daughter's like, but dad, if I don't do this, he's going to leave me. You're like, then that guy is not worth having.
Exactly. Let him go.
Let him go. But we, of course, I don't want to let the Chiefs go.
I don't want to let him go.
And they know that.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's leverage. And so that's the only two reasons. Either they really want to go to Kansas, they want a little extra time, or they're trying to play Missouri to get us to kick in more money. The flaw in that argument or in that reasoning is that I don't think there's any more money coming from Missouri. I mean, it was like pulling teeth to get the legislature to kick in this amount of money, and there's not going to be any more.
John Hancock brought up that it was actually a pretty astounding feat that Governor Kehoe was able to get the legislature to move forward and agree on this.
Right. And that really goes to Kehoe's influence and his ability to influence legislation in Missouri legislature. Because listen, those people don't want to be funding billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do not want to be doing that. It's really a testament to Kehoe. And Kehoe wants to keep the teams in Missouri for obvious reasons. It's good for us emotionally. When the people, what was the saying during Rome? Give the people bread and circuses, right? Meaning if they got enough to eat and they got something to watch, they're going to be happy. Now, I'm not saying it's that cynical, but the point is that we want the Chiefs in this state. They know it. And so either they're really wanting to go to Kansas or they're trying to play us for more cash.
Yeah. And I think that I just don't like the way it's played. And even if a billionaire had said, listen, I'm trying to get as much money as possible. End of story.
Yeah.
This is a numbers game for me. I wouldn't like it, but in some ways it's a little bit more respectable than turning to the people, to the fans,
and saying, you don't appreciate us.
You don't appreciate us. What are you talking about? And by the way, it is not a risky investment to own an NFL team
or
a Major League Baseball team. They always act like it's a risk. And again, here's the thing, pro-business, pro-billionaire. A lot of CEOs in their businesses or a lot of business owners took an enormous amount of risk to get to where they are. They risked all their wealth. They risked their time. They worked 24/7. That's a risk. But when you own a baseball team, that team is going to increase in value, full stop. When you own an NFL team, even if the team is terrible, it's going to increase in value,
yes,
full stop. This is not a risky investment.
No, it is not. And I want them to stay here. But at what point do we say, as a state, do we say, like you said, for the abusive relationship situation, yeah. do we say to the Chiefs and the Royals, you know, this is it. If here's our deal. If you take it, we're doing our best to keep you here. If you're going to move across the line, then do we as a state say we're going to stop supporting you? We're going to not be investing in you emotionally, mm-hmm. financially, with our time and treasure because you're going to move to Kansas? Listen, my oldest daughter got a free ride scholarship to the University of Kansas on a rowing scholarship. All of the rest of my money and my family have gone to Mizzou. So when we would go and visit her in Lawrence, we would gas up in Missouri. We would stay at hotels in Missouri because I didn't want 10 cents of my tax dollars going to the state of Kansas. I'm going to have a lot of conflict going to a Chiefs game or a Royals game, which I do go when now that they're in Missouri. I don't know that I would go to see them in Kansas. You know, that's the risk they take.
Do you know I have a... This is piggybacking on your anti-Kansas sentiment that Kansas is the one night stand of the United States because the motto of Kansas should be welcome to Kansas, have fun in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody goes there. It's like, leave the money on the dresser.
It's the
get out.
Leave the money on the dresser.
That's literally what Kansas is. So that's Kansas. But I mean, it's kind of like the Cardinals are the heart of St. Louis, I would argue, more than anything. I would argue more than the arch itself.
Yes.
The St. Louis Cardinals,
correct.
They're part of our selfhood and part of our identity. And the St. Louis Rams, obviously not to the same extent because they were here for such a short amount of time. But the thing is, an NFL team automatically makes your city more relevant than it otherwise
correct.
Would be. We had, it was months ago, maybe last year, it's all a blur. There was a shooting by the Dome, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. That doesn't happen if you have an NFL team.
Nope.
It just doesn't.
No,
you know,
no
and,
way.
And you look at some of the sketchy stuff or the emptiness or kind of the derelict vibe around the Dome. And I know we've got the convention center, but it's
sure.
not the same as having an
it
NFL
is not.
Team.
The excitement, the energy, the financial draw, the people. You know, when I go to Chicago and there's people everywhere, I always think, you know, I don't see that in St. Louis. And so, yes, you're exactly right that losing the NFL team, even one owned by such a liar as Stan Kroenke, which I can prove that, by the way. If he wants to sue me for libel or slander, I can prove that he lies. So that's not a problem. It's been confirmed in numerous court cases.
Well, also we know that everyone around him lies. Otherwise, he wouldn't have that toupee.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's the reason why I've never worn a toupee. I don't lie. But I would like one here. But does that mean that we give them the keys to the city and all of the balance of the city treasury to stay in St. Louis? And the answer to that is no. So now we're having to answer that same question about Kansas City Chiefs and Royals. How much is enough and how much is too much? And how do we respond if they suddenly become the Overland Kansas Chiefs? How do we respond as a state? I don't know. That's going to take some soul searching.
I know. And that's, like you said, should we give them the treasury? No. But I think if push came to shove, I mean, and not that the DeWitts would ever do this, but if we, you know, have if it was a chance of losing the Cardinals, I would know that I'm stuck. I would do anything to keep the Cardinals.
But they know that.
I know, and that's what I mean.
That's the ultimate leverage. Listen, when I'm negotiating.
They have the ultimate leverage over me. They know that I will do anything to keep the Cardinals.
Correct. Correct.
That's the ultimate leverage. Well, he's Brad Young. I'm Amy Markscores. We would love to hear from you. 314-436-7900. The text lines are lighting up, and Brad Young is furiously typing away as well, responding to all the texts. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Young Amy Mark scores. We have a text from the 618. Hey, Amy, do you think Chris's family from Chicago came down to help him move? Absolutely they did. For those of you wondering, Ronj plays it close to the vest. You think that he opens up every day, right? We talk about our lives on for 4 hours a day. Although I guess now the Chris and Amy show 3 hours, but 4 hours a day. You talk about what you're doing on a daily basis. But if you really step back and you think, I don't think I know any actual details about Chris Ronji's life. And people ask me, what is Chris really like? He's exactly like he is on the air.
Yes.
And he plays it so close to the vest that if of anyone that I know, if I thought someone had a secret wife and kids.
He's it. No question.
In Chicago. First of all, nobody goes. He goes to Chicago to visit his quote unquote friends more often than I see my parents who live in town.
Yes.
So it has to be like a wife and kids situation with little Ronjis running around. We believe that he lives in a brownstone in Chicago and is a Republican mega donor secretly.
Really?
And so that is why that.
So the whole thing, the whole thing here is just a false persona.
It is. It's a front.
Yeah.
It's a front.
It.
Yeah. Kind of like David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah. That's kind of like that. So at any rate, there we go. Brad, I have a question because you have three daughters.
Yes.
And a wife.
Even my dog is female. I am really outnumbered in my house. I have all sisters. I'm the sole possessor of testosterone in my household.
Well, there you go. I had a friend who was in a similar situation and he said, crying is his second language. He's well, really good at it.
I do the backstroke in estrogen. I do.
That's so vivid. Such a visual. That's pretty funny. My dad came from all brothers.
Ooh.
And his mom worked, so she like wasn't home a lot. So it was just a lot of guys all the time. It was four brothers all the time. And then he married my mom and then had three daughters. He also had a son. The last one was a boy, but he had three daughters. And he did ask her, he's like, is all this crying normal? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. They're fine. They're fine.
Oh, yeah.
So I, with my move, I was reminded how I guess a lot of girls are really into handbags, like purses and shoes. But let's focus on purses. I don't get the purses thing. So I keep my purse contents, my driver's license, my credit cards, AAA insurance card.
Sure.
And some chapstick. And I keep it in a snack size Ziploc bag. Perfect size for your credit cards and your chapstick. And you can put that in your pocket or in a fanny pack. And that is how I operate. And that's my only purse. I don't have purses. And some of my friends were pretty horrified when I went to dinner and I pulled out my Ziploc bag out of my pocket. And they like wanted to stage an intervention. But
They were purse snobs.
They were purse snobs. And they have nice purses. But like people talk about, oh, did you see the Birkin bag or the Hermes bag? First of all, I didn't even know what a Birkin bag was. And it's, you know, some of these bags you have to, it's not just money. It's not just that you have to have $100,000. You have to be on a list. You have to be cool enough to have one. But even a regular purse, like Coach purses that are very popular, I've never been into it. I don't get it. Well, do your wives or wives?
Wives?
Does your wife or do your daughters, do they get into the name brand purses?
The only thing, and the answer, the quick answer is no. Nobody in my household is spending big bucks on purses. Now, my middle daughter, Emily, she does like Spade. What's the name?
Kate Spade.
Kate Spade purses. But those are maybe hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars. Okay. But beyond that, that's about the most extravagant that it gets in my household with purses.
I need the ladies to text in. 314-436-7900. What is it with the bags, the purses? And I am not joking. I literally had a Ziploc bag. Right now I have a crossbody, like little bag satchel. You saw it. It's not that big.
I did. And I also saw the price tag, $9.99.
It was off
and
of
I'm
Amazon.
I'm not talking about $999. I'm talking $9.99.
The best buy ever. Because, I bought this crossbody sling. That's what it is. Because when I went to Switzerland in the fall, whenever you travel and you've got your passport and credit cards, you want to keep it, speaking of playing it close to the vest, So this crossbody is this tiny little sling that you can hold and wear on the front of your body. And that's what I bought. Super convenient, more convenient than my fanny pack because the fanny pack I have to buckle and unbuckle.
That's true. But do you realize that with your purse at $9.99, if there was a 50% off coupon, you could buy it at Five Below?
I could, but I didn't.
Oh.
But I didn't, Brad, because I'm classier. I bought a $9.99.
Now who's the purse snob? I wouldn't buy a purse at Five Below, but I paid $9.99.
That's right, at Amazon.
Amazon.
I don't know if you've heard of Amazon, but that's where I bought my purse. So anyway, I just want to hear from some ladies. And
I don't know that I can even really have an opinion on it. I mean, yes, I'm the father of three girls, but I don't know that I'm allowed to have an opinion on purses.
All right, the ladies are texting in at 314-436-7900. Carol here. Hey, Carol. I do not want to be mugged for a purse. My $40 Target purse is just lovely and very functional.
There you go.
See? Carol
gets
it. Perfect. Another 314 said, if I paid thousands or hundreds for designer purses, I wouldn't have any money to put in them. That's a great point. Let's see here from a 618. Hell no. On an expensive purse, people will steal the purse. I buy from resale stores less expensive purses. I talked about Amazon. A 314 says they shop at Target. Yes. Oh, here we go. Here's a pro purse 314.
Yep.
It makes me feel special, elegant, and worthy.
Okay, but here's my question for 314 texter. If I went, I couldn't even tell you the name of a fancy high-end purse. I couldn't. Give me a brand.
Hermes.
Well,
you could buy like $60,000.
Okay.
That's extreme.
Hermes. If I went to Times Square and I bought a knockoff Hermes for $40 and would that still make that person feel special, elegant, and worthy if they didn't know? In other words, if I said, here's an Hermes, I went and I sold all of my CDs and I bought you this purse.
CDs, would you still, like your music collection?
No, like certificates of deposit.
Okay.
And I sold them all and I'm giving this to you. Would you still feel special thinking it's an Hermes, even though it's a Times Square special? Then if you said yes to that, then really it's the idea of the purse that makes you feel special, not the price tag.
I think that is absolutely fair. It's like the placebo.
Yes, a placebo.
As a runner, I'm totally cool with a placebo. If someone said, wear this purple elephant hat, it will make you run faster, I'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because isn't the effect the same as the reality?
We're getting very philosophical here on the Chris and Amy Show.
But thank you, 314, for your just being honest. It's special and elegant. And I get that there is something special. Dan, Big and Blonde, says, I'm not a lady, but it's a wealth flaunt and a status symbol. Multi-$1,000 purses are a scam. But that's Dan. Big and Blonde.
See if his wife feels the same way.
Right. Brad Young, Amy Mark scores. Hey, a new poll is out. Kind of interesting. This is a hard left turn, by the way. Majority of Americans disapprove of the bombing of the Iran nuclear facilities. We'll get into that more. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I do apologize for the hard left turn from the purse conversation, which we may pick up because the texts are coming in.
Yes, they are.
About designer purses and what's the deal with designer purses? 314-436-7900. But Brad, talking about something a bit more serious, CNN poll results were released last week, and the poll found that 56% of Americans disapproved of the strikes, the U.S. strikes on Iran, compared to 44% who approved. Axios then reported a Tyson Group polling that showed 46% of Americans disapproved of the airstrikes on Iran. Of course, these are the three nuclear facilities or uranium enrichment locations in Iran, compared to 43% who approved. And there were more polls, though. The Washington Post looked at the support from Americans of these bombings. Now, not surprisingly, more young people disagreed with the move, thought it was unpopular. But overall, a lot of Americans thought that those strikes were unpopular. Some of that had to do with a distrust of Donald Trump in general. So perhaps not necessarily because they were against striking Iran, but unhappy with the manner in which he did it, maybe the timing, the suddenness. I guess I have my thoughts. What did you think of those airstrikes? Or what do you think of maybe the nuance that the polls aren't showing when it comes to the approval?
Well, I will tell you, I was initially against the strikes, and here's why. I didn't think that we'd given negotiations much of a chance yet. And my hope was that the threat of strikes would bring Iran back to a legitimate negotiation table position, because they hadn't been up to that point. So I like the idea of the threat of using the bombs more than using them themselves. Now, having said that, after the bombs were dropped, we saw something very dramatic happen. We saw that the conflict, the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran, did stop. It literally, using the bombs, brought about a ceasefire, which was the ultimate goal anyway. Now, there's a State Department negotiation speak term for that. It's called accelerate to decelerate. It's called what you do is you push forward and then you pull back. And that's what Trump did in a very successful way. Every single president going back 30 years has said Iran cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons. Every president, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, unanimous. But none of them would do anything about it. Trump actually put actions behind the rhetoric and said, not only will I not allow you to have the bombs, we're going to take out your facilities. So after it, I'm in favor of what happened, even though beforehand I was against it. Now, let me address the polling questions. I think part of what goes into that polling results is the following. Every single Democrat leader in America and every single mainstream media outlet has reported that Trump violated the War Powers Act from 1973 by attacking Iran. When the reality is, under every single measure of the War Powers Act, Trump complied with it. He complied with the law because the law requires two things. First, you have to notify Congress before activities are taken. He did that. Well, he didn't notify the Democrats. Well, the Democrats aren't in charge of Congress right now. He notified the leadership of the House and the leadership of the Senate. So he complied with the War Powers Act. Secondly, it requires if you have American forces in harm's way for 60 days or more, then you must come back and get congressional approval. He only had Americans in harm's way for less than 24 hours. So he complied with the War Powers Act. If you would ask the polling data, if you would ask those polls of Axios or the Washington Post or whoever did the poll, if you said, knowing that Donald Trump complied with the War Powers Act in bombing Iran, are you in favor of it or against it? You would have different numbers. But when you have so much of the population being told that he violated the law by bombing Iran, of course they're going to say they don't approve of it because they're being brainwashed into thinking that he violated federal law when in reality he did not.
Well, I know some people talked about, you know, well, Congress didn't know about it. If I'm correct, the last congressional declaration of war was in 1942.
Correct.
So Afghanistan, I mean, think of what happened since then. Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. They did not have a formal declaration of war. And obviously we're not at war with Iran. As you mentioned, every president, Democrat or Republican, has said Iran cannot create nuclear weapons. We also know that Iran was enriching uranium. So here my question, even going into the strikes, intelligence, we pretty much know, and this is across the board, that Iran had uranium enriched to 60%.
Correct.
Weeks away from the percentage you would need to create weapons.
90%.
You cannot argue that that had anything to do with civilian energy because you need 2% enriched uranium for energy use. This was not civilian energy use. So if we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they had 60% enriched uranium, that they were weeks away from 90%, and the official policy of Iran is death to America, death to Israel, death to the great Satan, death to the little Satan, death to the UK.
Yes.
How is that not reason enough to do exactly what Trump did?
Correct. And listen, in some of the negotiations that have been going on, Iran has already been given this idea that if you will agree to give up your uranium processing facilities, we as the world community will give you uranium that's processed at a lower level so you can use it in your own nuclear power facilities. We will give it to you. That was part of the negotiation that's been going on for years. So if their true goal was to have a civilian nuclear power facility program, the world community would have given them uranium to do that. The only reason you want to process your own uranium is to make bombs. And it's not like down in Natanz and Isfahan and Fordo. They weren't making ice cream sandwiches down there. Okay. You don't put an ice cream sandwich facility 300 feet under the ground covered by concrete armored bunker. Yeah. All right. So we know what they were doing. They were weeks away from doing what every president said you cannot do. And even though I was not in favor of the bombing ahead of time, in retrospect, it was the best thing to do.
Yeah. And I think, again, I get it. Like, I struggle with the unpredictability of Donald Trump, which people could argue, well, that works in favor when it comes to foreign policy. But I do not like the cavalier, dismissive attitude that Trump generally has towards constitutional processes, because we know he doesn't like to be told no.
Right.
He likes to get his way, and the Constitution is an obstacle. And so I say that because I want people to know, I'm objectively speaking, when I first heard Trump's threats to Iran, my first thought was, do what the West always does, which is kind of stay out of it. Say, oh, yeah, you know, U.S., we support Israel. Let Israel do the bombing. And then you go, well, we don't really know what happened. But behind closed doors, everybody is going, whew, thank goodness for Israel. So right. Glad Israel blew all that stuff up. But when it came to these nuclear facilities and enriching uranium, the thing is, the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, the Iranian regime, the evil, cruel regime that kills little girls and rapes little girls on a daily basis.
Every day.
On a daily basis. They are not good faith actors.
Not
Why in all. The world? They have a countdown clock for the destruction of Israel, which, good on Israel, hit the clock with a bomb. But why would we ever trust them even in like Obama's JCPOA? I didn't trust them.
No.
Iran wasn't following the rules of the JCPOA.
No, no. And if you went to world leaders right now, I promise you, I'm not talking about the public statements that are being given to appease their communities. I'm talking if you went to the world leaders, Middle East, Europe, Asia, and said, were these bombings effective? I bet you would get 90% to say yes.
So, you know, Jeffrey Goldberg, the famous signal leak, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic. He was in a recent interview this week or last week. And he was asked about the bombing the nuclear facilities. And they said point blank, so do you think it was the right thing? He goes, I do. He goes, I do. And the thing is, a lot of headlines, and this is Jeffrey Goldberg speaking of The Atlantic, talked about, you know, World War III. This is World War III. He said, not only is this so different than any of the previous world wars, not the least of which because the allies of Iran, which would be like China and Russia, wanted nothing to do with this.
Right.
But it is, strictly speaking, it was a counter-proliferation attack. That's what this was.
Yes.
We told you not to build these bombs. You're building these bombs. We're going to take out your capabilities or delay your capabilities for building these bombs. So I am like you. At first, I was hesitant, thinking, let's us stay out of it, at least on the surface. You know, I do think Trump likes to be involved. I think he kind of wanted the... He wanted the attention. He wanted the praise of saying, I did it.
Of course.
Defeated Iran's nuclear program. And at first I thought, oh, we need to stay out of it. Let Israel do its thing. But
Israel couldn't have done its thing. That's the thing. Israel had done everything that they could do. And if you look at the number one, casualties were limited. Number two, the targets were only nuclear facilities. And number three, the results of the action, the Straits of Hormuz was never closed. Mm-hmm. The whole Iranian-Israeli ceasefire is holding. There were no substantive attacks on Americans, no sleeper cells attacks on Americans. The retribution has been minimal, if not non-existent. In every tangible, measurable way, the bombings were successful.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really interesting. I know this conversation will continue. But again, a nuclear Iran is a completely untenable, unacceptable situation. All
Correct.
Of the West knows this, because not only that, but if Iran got close to nuclear weapons, it would set off a chain reaction where Saudi Arabia would be like, we need them now too.
They would have it tomorrow. They'd buy
it
from Pakistan.
Yes.
They would. They would buy it from Pakistan.
Yes. So I think in the end right now, and we spoke to General Mark Hertling, former commanding general of all the U.S. armies in Europe, and he wasn't talking about the rightness or wrongness of the bombing. He was just saying the mission itself, because I heard, and I asked him this, I said, okay, I'm a civilian. I heard they dropped these, you know, bunker busting bombs through like an air shaft. And I pictured Top Gun Maverick, because I had just seen it. He goes, yep. He goes, it was very much like Top Gun Maverick, only harder. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
That's kind of insane. That's kind of insane. It's pretty impressive. He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. A few more minutes with Brad Young on the Chris and Amy Show. We were talking earlier about purses and how I was reminded that I'm not a purse lady. I don't get it. I had my Ziploc bag for years until I went to Switzerland. And like I said, I wanted something to put on the front, like carry on the front of my body if you're going to have your passport. And so I got this $9.99 sling from Amazon, the famous a brand name. But we had another text, let's see, from a 314. Says a purse should not be more expensive than the amount of cash you would ever carry in it. I read it the other way when I first read it. A purse should not be more expensive than the amount of cash you would ever carry in it. I thought it was the other way around. Well, there you go. Another person said that, we lost it. I love Ziploc bags to keep things organized in my Aldi bag. That's my quote-unquote purse. Keep thieves who look in my car window from being tempted. Oh, it keeps thieves. She keeps it in an Aldi's bag.
Well, when I was a kid, I was always amazed at what my mom would pull out of her purse.
Yeah.
But 95% of the time, it was either a hairnet or certs. And I'm thinking, are certs even made anymore?
You know what? I don't know
if certs are even sold, but my mom would always be pulling out hairnets and certs.
Certs. I forgot about certs. Is certs with a C?
Yeah, C-E-R-T-S.
Certs.
Which now when I think of certs, I'm thinking writ of certiorari from the Supreme Court. Yeah, I don't think my mom's pulling out writ of certiorari out of her purse. No, she's not doing that.
She's got papers, and she's like, oh my gosh, all these certs. I got to put these in a file cabinet somewhere. We also had good show, guys, from the 618. I enjoy the intelligent conversation, but I love laughing with you, too. That's what makes your show so special. Aw.
Aw, but I'm thinking of the things. Think about the things we've learned just in the last 3 hours, fastest 3 hours in radio.
Yep.
We've learned that the whole point of cloning a woolly mammoth is to put one on a barbecue.
Well, we speculated.
Well, okay.
Because I would clone something less hairy. I don't even tackle artichokes. So I'm not going to tackle a woolly mammoth.
I know, but you're not going to put a T-Rex on the barbecue pit. You know, you're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they weren't hairy, but I don't think a T-Rex. I guess it would taste like chicken, but
gamey,
pretty gamey.
So we learned that.
Yeah, we also learned that Matt Pauly is the sports Sherpa.
Yep,
we learned that. What else have we learned today?
Oh well, we learned a lot about the Supreme Court decisions.
Yes,
and I thought it was a riveting Supreme Court conversation, even though we didn't get to Cooper versus Aaron.
Exactly.
But Matt Pajeski almost died.
He vetoed it.
He did.
You're welcome, everybody.
He was slouching in his chair, about to just fall to the ground like a little kid who doesn't want to be in church anymore.
Oh.
That's exactly what he did. Hey, it is the last day of the first half of 2025.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow, we'll be on the back nine.
Okay.
For 2025, which means Christmas is just around the corner.
Oh.
I did go to Home Goods yesterday, which, by the way, I love Home Goods now. I fit in with all the older ladies there. I just go up and down the aisles and say hello to like Gladys and Agnes. And I'm like, look at this. It's adorable. But at any rate, they have their Halloween stuff out at Home Goods already. We haven't even hit July 4th yet. But July 4th is this week and baseball is in full swing. But Wimbledon and the Tour de France are going to begin. Do you watch either of those things?
No, I often say that in today's world of you can identify your own gender, that I'm going to self-identify as a bicyclist and get a Harley, and I'm going to win the Tour de France.
A bicyclist.
I'm going to self-identify as a bicyclist.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will win the Tour de France. In fact, it won't even be close. I'll win by a large margin.
Instead of the body doping like Lance Armstrong, will be vehicle doping.
Right. Well, no, because I can identify however I like, and I'm going to identify as a bicyclist.
As a bicyclist.
Absolutely. The other thing you mentioned, Home Goods. Yeah, I can't go in Home Goods anymore. Because,
why?
Well, because I go in there, and to me, it looks like Joanna Gaines threw up. It does. It looks like she's thrown up because everywhere you look, it's like live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
And everything is shiplap.
Well, you're right.
It's at Home Goods.
And Hobby Lobby.
I always just think, you know, please, we need to get Joanna Gaines to the doctor because she walked in here and she threw up.
Yeah, that's a great point because I will say, not only am I not a purse person, I don't like words on the wall.
I know, I don't either.
I don't like words on the wall.
I've got a friend of mine, I love her to death, but she's got, you know, a little too much of the stuff on the walls.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want inspiration on the walls, although we did, we have anti-inspiration. I feel bad saying this, but when someone leaves, it's really my brother and I. It's our thing. We're like, bye, Joe. Drive recklessly and take chances. Okay. You know how loving brother-sister relationships are.
I know. I got two sisters. I know.
He's Brad Young, hairstyle Fisher and Young, filling in for the ever-absent Chris Ranji, who should be back tomorrow. Thank you so much, Brad.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Fastest 3 hours in radio.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.